12 days. That is what stands between Virginia and a government shutdown. And the fight has narrowed to one question: what to do about nearly $2 billion in annual sales and use tax exemptions handed to the data center industry. A new mechanism surfaced this week, a 0.011 cents per kilowatt hour electricity tax on data center load, capped at $600 million a year, and projected to generate $1.2 billion over the biennium. The House preserves its no new taxes framing. The Senate gets revenue tied directly to the industry driving load growth. Whether that framework holds before Monday's 10 a.m. gavel in the Senate chamber is the only question that matters right now. Hostage to the outcome, teacher pay raises, K-12 formula adjustments, and the 2027 cannabis market launch. On a separate track, DEQ finalized stricter air permit rules for diesel generators at data centers effective July 1. The first real test lands June 23rd, when the public comment period closes on an Amazon Data Services permit application in Spotsylvania County. The legislature is still arguing about taxing this industry. The agencies are already raising its cost of compliance. Governor Spanberger used the pre-special session window to sign a sweeping gun violence package, closing the boyfriend loophole, expanding red flag authority, restricting ghost guns, and the Right to Contraception Act, making Virginia the only southern state to legally guarantee those reproductive freedoms post-Dobbs. Down in Virginia Beach, the Development Authority approved a pre-development agreement on the Dome site, accepting a $1.9 million city contribution, while also awarding incentive funds to Virginia Wesleyan University and two other businesses. Hampton Roads is moving at full pace, independent of Richmond. And VDOT is pushing a statewide procurement slate this week, including Interstate 81 work in Boatort County, Southwest Virginia's freight corridor. Find the full briefing, plus restaurants and things to do near you, at virginiathisweek.com.